President and distinguished delegates. I would like to address some issues raised regarding the rights of the child. Iceland has placed a strong emphasis on children's rights in recent years. In 2019, a government steering committee on the rights of the children was established to increase cooperation across the administration, and the title of the Minister of Social Affairs expanded to Minister of Social Affairs and Children to better reflect the government's emphasis on children's rights. In recent years, an extensive revision of laws and social frameworks on matters concerning children has taken place throughout wide-ranging consultation and cooperation. A special focus has been placed on the participation of children during that process. In 2021, a new Act on the Integration of Services in the Interest of Children's Prosperity was adopted. It aims to ensure that all service providers work together to provide children and their families with the appropriate support, with a special focus on early assistance in the best interests of the child. To further strengthen the focus on the coordinated implementation of this law, new legislation, a new Ministry of Education and Children Affairs is being established. Last year, a policy and action plan on child-friendly Iceland was adopted to further strengthen the implementation of the UN Convention of the Rights of the Child, including by strengthening child participation, implementing a child rights impact assessment, and increasing education about the rights of children at all school levels and throughout society. This will also include a development of a new integral policy on matters concerning children and young people. To address the important topic of violence against children, I would like to mention that various positive steps have been taken to better ensure the rights of the child within the child protection system, as can be seen from recent legislative amendments to the Child Protection Act. Furthermore, an increased effort has been put into awareness-raising activities aimed at reaching the whole society, educational measures and other actions to prevent violence against children. In addition, there has been an increased emphasis on providing victims of violence with the necessary support. Moreover, children's access to child-friendly information, education, counseling, and assistance in relation to violence has been greatly improved. For example, by making it more accessible for children themselves to contact the relevant authorities. A plan on the prevention of sexual and gender-based violence and harassment against children was adopted in 2020. One of the aims is to establish organized preventive measures that will be integrated into teaching and school activities at all school levels. Lastly, I would like to mention that Icelandic law requires that students at all school levels are offered inclusive education and equal rights and equal opportunities. The COVID-19 pandemic has further highlighted the importance of an inclusive and equitable access of quality education for all in line with the Sustainable Development Goals. Iceland has in recent years made significant efforts to reduce dropout rates in secondary schools and support vulnerable groups. The government adopted a new holistic national policy on education in 2021 with the aim to safeguard and strengthen our education system. I will now give the floor to my colleague from the Ministry of Social Affairs. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. President.